Good morning. It's Monday, January 16th, and that means two things. Whatever you actually think about gas ranges is mostly hype from the guys that sell you methane to fuel those ranges. And it's time for the lighting industry news brief, and we're brought to you by Keystone Technologies and their free lighting layout app. Super intuitive, super straightforward. They will tell you the number of fixtures, which fixtures, how accurate, and how dependable they will be. If you need something a little more elaborate, if the room's tricky, you just send them all the details and the designers will still figure that out for you for free. Stay on budget, stay simple. That's Light Made Easy, KeystoneTech.com, or the link in the description. And Sweden has found a bonanza, their words, not mine, of rare earths. A state-owned mining company might just shake up a stranglehold from East Asia, as it were. Haven, a maker of connected exterior lighting, has set up a new HQ in Erlanger, Kentucky. Samsung QLED displays have earned the Verband Deutscher Elektrotechniker Circadian Display Certification, but only when it's in eye comfort mode. Signify and Cooper will not be at Light Fair, leaving about 2,500 square feet of event space free for whoever wants to grab that. David Gordon seems to think lighting is in decline as a industry. The USDA's Rural Energy for America program is open to applications with loans and grants for renewables or efficiency projects at rural small businesses. The U.S. DOE's Building Tech Office offers new funds. And COVID, a surge in COVID cases has cut Chinese manufacturing output, we believe. This will only become no more noticeable over the next 2 months as people leave and come back from New Year. We'll see how it goes. We've got an 8% increase in net sales at Acuity, which beats their own estimates. We have sales down at Signify by about 8.8%, and OLEDcom has doubled the speed of their Li-Fi connection, which means 2 gigs up, 2 gigs down per second. And ain't that nifty. We have revenues down at Epistar. Wafer and chip maker has suffered a 50% drop in demand. Canada is offering $20,000 in funds for employers seeking apprentices right now. The NHL is funding lighting upgrades for local ice rinks. Brightcore is their corporate partner in these LED conversions. And applications are open for the Light Fair Innovations Award. Deadline is the end of the month. In legal news, Acuity has settled in their case versus Force Partners. JTH and Malazgar have settled on their industrial espionage case. Signify has sued Mega over unpaid royalties for their enabled system. And the IDA has appealed to the FCC vis-a-vis their decision on SpaceX and their satellite constellations. In rep agency updates, Guzman Energy has extended their contract with Kit Carson, and AM Electric will rep HLI in Alberta. In events coming up, we have Lightapalooza number 2 in Phoenix on February 20th to 23rd. ArcLight has extended their deadline for speaker apps. You have a new speaker application open for the IES Street and Area Conference. You can submit until January 29th. The ILP is calling for speakers at their June event. You have until the 1st of March to get in for that. If you want to go to Enlighten Europe 23, we have that going on in terms of registration, and they're calling for presentations as well. We also have a webinar from Ruskin Hartley of the IDA on January 19th on night matters and what the IDA will be up to until 2023. Another webinar on the 26th of this month is Mark Leanne telling you how ignoring change will make you irrelevant. And on March 7th, we have a online panel moderated by Dr. Shelley James and Light and its role in dementia. In IoT news, Securam has entered the connected wall switch market. They make locks normally, but they're going to make switches too. They announced that at CES. And Jarvis Lighting has gotten their DLC certification, the newest member of the NLC5 club. In recommended reading, all this on nail.org, we can predict the energy markets of 2023. We have choosing and replacing pool lighting, why we still doubt connected lighting in homes even now. We have the best grow lights for succulents. We have efficient lighting in mining. We have NASA and their light pollution ambassador visiting the Idaho Dark Sky Reserve. We have LED burnouts in recessed lamps. We have Zaga and their understanding of their certification as part of circularity. We have ethics in specification. We have matter at CES in a recap mode. And we have definitions of integral controls. We also have a quest for sustainable luminaires and smart systems driving LED manufacturing. And a Tulsa hardware store speaks out in favor of the fluorescent lamp. In market predictions, we have $35 billion in growth for LED lighting, 6% gains in accent outdoor lighting, 15% for solar home lighting, 13% for IoT microcontrollers, 6.5% in emergency lighting inverters, and 7% predicted gains in LED lighting. In R&D, we have an understanding of electric lighting in ripening tomatoes once they're off the vine. Turns out LEDs actually boost lycopene concentration in the fruit. We still need consensus on a human-centric lighting standard. BIOS wants to make that happen. We'll see. In energy harvesting invisible light communications, we have a wearable device that actually captures leaked energy from Li-Fi systems to keep itself powered. And that's kind of cool. We have a question of how hard it gets to walk upright in the dark as you age, and the effect is still measurable even in middle-aged test subjects. We have the question of building better library lighting. This is a new study from Chang'an Yu. Nurses like having controls. Staff at hospitals appreciate having access to lighting controls to do their job. We have better shades for atria, so you can balance daylight brightness and comfort in commercial skylights, and half of dementia patients will suffer severe falls, and lighting can help. In Dark Sky News, Alan disrupts mosquitoes' activity and metabolism. You can detect LED-induced fatty liver disease with LEDs. Israel shows that Alan's harms directly affect desert rodents to a severe degree in that they just sometimes just drop dead from it. Jackson, Wyoming, has ended their permission for decorative light at night for the season. It won't be back again until about December 5th of the year. Deputy Mayor of St. John's, Newfoundland, is going to try to crack down on nuisance lighting in the suburbs, but they need help from the province. It is a jurisdictional and bureaucratic snafu, to say the least. And Parksville, British Columbia residents also push back on their nude street lighting. It's very bright. In horticultural news, Signify has partnered with Greenhouse Systems USA to build LED greenhouses. There you go. In local news, the I-80 Speedway will be auctioning off its lighting system. We have a new loan program in California. The KDOT, Kentucky Department of Transportation, approving new bids on lighting projects. Gainesville, Florida, has adopted new lighting guidelines for pedestrian and cyclist safety. The SLO Botanical Garden of California has extended their light exhibit. It looks really cool. If you're in the neighborhood, check it out. Phosphors and Acuity Brands sold street lamps in the Pennsylvania DOT, a couple of highways, have failed. Yes, they've turned purple, but it's Acuity Brand street lamps and they've failed. That's what really matters. McLean County School Board, Illinois, has partnered with Ameren on a new efficiency program for their schools. In People News, we have two changes in sales management at ESPN. We have Elif Balkas named as CTO at Wolfspeed. We've got a couple of directorate changes at Dialight. And in Things You Can Make, we have a Fibonacci sequence clock that is illuminated and real fake windows. Until next time, I've been Scott Wachter. Thank you for listening. Thank you to our sponsors. Have a great week and enjoy the music. Fixing her hair in the-